KGMI News Talk 790, Morning News Extra.
Well, trade negotiations resuming. Where are things between the U.S. and China? And joining us with an update is CBS White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Good morning, Stephen.
Well, good morning. It's the 13th round of talks between the U.S. and China. This involves the Vice Premier, Wei Li, coming to Washington for talks with his counterpart, the U.S. Trade Representative, and the Treasury Secretary. Hopes are not particularly high, though, for any kind of a breakthrough deal. But the fact that the talks resume has given the market some enthusiasm. We'll see in just a few minutes when the market opens to see whether it stabilizes. It was up about 180 points yesterday, but earlier in the week was down sharply. So we'll see. But again, the fact that talks are resuming is the story this morning. No reason to think that a deal is close.
I was going to ask if we heard yesterday there was maybe some light at the end of the tunnel or some positive news coming from the Chinese delegation, but not necessarily, it sounds like, from you.
Well, look, how many times can we say? Over 13 times they've had these rounds for their positive indications, and then the deal doesn't materialize. In fact, the president raises the tariffs, as he has so many times. Right now, the president, we're just days ahead of an increase in tariffs to 30% on some Chinese goods. The president said yesterday he believes the Chinese want a deal. We've heard that from him before. But there's no indication that a deal is closed. But again, the talks are resuming again today.
We've heard grumblings from the ag industry, other constituencies that had been supportive of President Trump. Is there worry in the White House that this is maybe being pushed a little bit too far as we get closer to the election year?
I think there's an obvious concern on the president's part that farmers are feeling the squeeze. You've heard him say that farmers are patriotic and are with him on this. But you'll talk to them and you'll hear that it's their business that's on the line. They respect the need for China to change its business practices. And this is not, again, every time we talk about this, it's important to stress. It's not just a matter of the Chinese buying more American-made products. That's one thing, right? Reducing the trade imbalance. That's easy. The hard part is to get the Chinese to stop some of their insidious business practices. The forced technology transfers. The requirement that if an American company wants to do business in China, it has to turn over its trade secrets, which then the Chinese then use to create counterfeit products or pirate products that they use to compete against the American-made good. They're stealing. It's the idea of stealing intellectual property. And until the Chinese agree to pass laws prohibiting that kind of behavior, well, then the president says there's no deal. So what's he going to do? He's going to continue to raise tariffs. As I say, they're already set to hit 30% October 15th. The president instilled a two-week delay from October 1st to October 15th to help the Chinese celebrate the 70th anniversary of communist rule. Overriding some of this is the tension you see in the National Basketball Association, where the NBA sees it has a very key business interest in trying to mollify the Chinese. The president said yesterday he thought it's sad. Certain players and coaches of the NBA are trying to pander to the Chinese, at the same time as he says that some NBA players have spoken badly about the United States, I suppose a reference to the Black Lives Matter movement.
CBS White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy with us this morning. A very convoluted situation there as well. Thanks so much, Stephen.
But a very important one, to be sure, you bet.